DP Sulu on Texans Radio, joining me today, Tristan Dekou. Tristan, I was just saying, I don't think I've ever sat down and had a one-on-one with you, so welcome, first of all, to our studio. I wanted to ask you, because I follow you on Instagram and Twitter and all that, and you seem to hashtag everything with Dream Team in all caps. What does that mean? What's the significance of that?
It's just a group of guys from my neighborhood, you know what I mean, just trying to make a change in the community, a positive change in the community, just show the little kids there's another way out. So, you know what I mean, it's a lot of people back home do Dream Team, and a lot of us got a tatted on us, so it's meaning a lot to us.
So you do it more for the other younger kids that are following your careers and where they are?
Exactly.
And where is that at?
Back home in Covington, Louisiana.
Okay. Do you get a lot of feedback from these kids? Do you still keep in touch with them?
Yeah, you know, text messages, and, you know, they always see, you know, some of the guys that were going through the process I was going through, some of them actually back home right now, not on the team. So, you know, they actually there every day to, you know what I mean, try to tell them there's another way out of the hood. It's not just selling dope, or it's just go to school, you know what I mean, get an education, try to play sports, or just do something positive just to get out of there, you know what I mean? It's like a sinkhole back home. So, you know, we're trying to voice our opinions, try to get everybody out.
So you kind of grew up in that same neighborhood as well. Who did you look up to when you were growing up? Were there other guys that had made it out into the NFL, or are you among the first ones?
Yeah, we among the first ones, so we didn't really have nobody to get out. We just – TV got us out, you know what I mean, just seeing those guys, like, you know, the people I grew up watching, like Patrick Peterson, Tyron Matthew, you see how they overcome their obstacles, and, you know what I mean, everybody got a story, everybody got a testimony. So just to see them go through the things they went through, it helped me become the man I am.
You went to Oregon State. You became the first player the Texans ever drafted out of Oregon State. So what is that like for you now to represent your school here on this team? And after everything that you've been through, to actually get to see NFL action, what is it, surreal? Has it hit you yet that you're in the NFL?
Well, I even know that. I never knew that I was the first one from Oregon State. So
yeah, we've never had anybody from Oregon State here. You're the first.
I'm glad to be the first. Yeah, you know, it's I'm still transitioning, still trying to learn. You know, I miss OTAs and miss a couple of days, a week in fall camp. So I'm still trying to transition, still trying to learn, still trying to find my role in the team. But, you know, I love it here, man. I love the coaches. I love the players in the locker room. So it's a great team, and I'm glad to be here.
And you missed it because of the Pac-12, the academic. You guys were on a quarter system, so you had to finish school and everything. What was it like for you back there still finishing school, knowing that you had to come to an NFL team and get caught up?
It was miserable because I knew I was going to be behind, and I'm one of them guys that always want to, you know, I want to be great. I want to be perfect in everything I do, and I knew it was going to be a late start for me, and I knew I was going to, you know, was going to have some trouble with the playbook or some trouble with the technique or everything like that. So it was very miserable because I wanted to be here in Houston, and I wanted to, you know, participate in with the team, so I couldn't. But, you know, I got over it. Now I'm here, so now I just got to keep making progress.
Inactive for game one, but then you've been active for every game since then.
Right.
And this Sunday is a big one as far as the league is concerned. It's cancer awareness, and the Texans are focusing on breast cancer awareness.
Right.
Your mom is going to be at this game, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she'll be here. I talked to her actually Monday night. Amy had told me about it, and I talked to her. Then she's excited. You know what I mean? She was like, why do they want me there? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know. She's your mom.
Right. They asked me, and I told her, and she's very excited for it. I actually got to get a ticket this week, so look forward to getting that and look forward to seeing it. This will be her first game I haven't seen in a
while. I was going to say, has she seen you play yet?
Well, not for a Texan. Well, she came to she came to the New Orleans Saints preseason game. So,
oh, right. Okay.
But they will actually be
to first. See a regular season game, this will be her first one. And the reason why they asked your mom, obviously, she's a 2-time breast cancer survivor.
Right, exactly.
How's your mom doing now, first
she's
of all?
She's 100%.
Okay.
You know, she's back working now. She's active. She's talking now. She's been on normal stuff, and I'm glad that happened. All praise to God, to the man up above.
Yeah, and that was a big part of your growing up, too, when she was going through cancer. Because I know you had bounced around from different schools. And there are a lot of guys on the team whose moms have dealt with cancer or who have had family members. But for you in particular, it was part of your football career, too, right? You had to change where you went because of it.
It seemed like every time she got sick, I changed schools, you know what I mean? So it's just something that, you know, everybody have to go through, you know what I mean? I thank God for it, you know what I mean? If it wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't be the person I am today, and I probably wouldn't be in the seat talking to you today. So I thank God for it, and, you know what I mean? Everybody has something they have to deal with, and that was what me and my family had to deal with, and we overcame it. Now we just got to keep moving forward.
How do you think it made you a better football player, having to go through all that?
Just being tough, you know what I mean? Football teach you a lot of life lessons, you know what I mean? Because when it's not going good, you know what I mean, you're down, but you got to find a way to keep fighting. Just like her, she was down and out, and now I was hurting, you know, I'm my only child. So, you know what I mean, mentally, it was messing with me. But then, you know, it's just like football, you just got to keep on fighting, keep on fighting, and eventually, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel is going to gonna shine, and that's what it did. And now I'm here, so let's keep on progressing.
I'm sure as your mom, she's going through it, but then she wants you to focus on what you're doing. So right. It's like you're worried about her. She's right. Probably worried about you. How much was she pushing you? Like, you got to stick with football.
She's one of the strongest persons I've ever met in my life. You know what I mean? Just to go through that and not worry about me. And, you know, we're a family that, you know, we never had really a lot of money or anything like that. So when I was at those schools, you know what I mean, it was kind of hard for me to sustain food and, you know, keep my mind straight. But she kept on saying, don't worry about me. I'm going to be straight. Whatever happens to me, happens. But, you know, you got a life that you have to live. So that was what she told me, and I kept on moving and kept on pushing.
All right, so I've done a little bit of reading on you, and that you've dealt with adversity. You're kind of downplaying it. Your mom obviously being a big one, but right. I read somewhere that you also had some financial hardships, that there was a time when you ate hot sauce sandwiches because there was no food, and you really look forward to school lunches and breakfast.
I used to love school lunches, the beignets. I used to love that.
Oh, it is Louisiana,
yeah,
of course.
I used to love that, man. You know, just
what age was that? Like,
it was all the way to high school.
You through know, high school.
Yeah, it was all the way to high school. Even when I was in college, you know, I used to eat Roman noodles every 3 times a day. You know what I mean? That's what I had to do, and that's what I had to, you know what I mean? I wasn't complaining. You know, no matter how such a sandwich was good to me, it was just like it was – you just got to – it's all mental to me. You know what I mean? You just got
to
eat.
But to do that and then to go out and play football.
Right, yeah.
Like, you're worried about eating, and then you got to go out and play a really physical, demanding sport where most people probably eat – right. 3 to 4 times what they normally eat.
But that's the fun part. When you go to play football, then you don't have to worry about nothing. Because your stomach ain't growling when you're playing football because you're trying to focus on what you're doing. So that was the fun part. That was really the easy part. So I look forward to those practices. And then when you get out of practice, you know you're hungry. Then you go in the
cafeteria.
You
focus back on all of that stuff again.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You know?
That's amazing. All right, so then when you get drafted to the NFL, I mean, I can't even imagine the emotions that you must have felt, because to go from that, you can really, truly appreciate –
right.
everything the NFL has to offer you.
Definitely. I think about it all the time. You know, I appreciate Rick Smith and Coach Bill for, you know, just taking a chance on me. You know, I don't know where my career going to go. I don't know how long I'll be in the league. But just the chance they took and the opportunity to play this game, man, it's emotional every time I talk about it. But I just thank God for it, and I thank them for it, and I'm going to keep pushing.
All right. I know to change subjects very quickly, but – I wanted to ask you, because after everything you've gone through, that makes me appreciate you even more when you show up to the games and you're all dressed up. Right. And we love your fashion, because right. you just have so much personality. And I don't want it to be like this is a Debbie Downer interview, right. because you have just so much personality and you have your own sense of style. Right. I think we all joked about this jacket you're wearing. We're trying to figure out, like, what was it? The guys thought it was velvet. I was like, that's definitely not velvet. Nah. It's like glittery.
It was glittery. I had some my girlfriend had bought me some glittery Gucci shoes. So
I saw the glittery Gucci shoes
and
for
And I walked in the Zara's in the Galleria, and I saw this glittery. I was like, man, that's me.
The glittery jacket.
So that's me. And, you know, the players, DJ Reed and Dunn, they told me the first week I had a regular blue blazer with some khaki pants. They're like, come on, man, you ain't going to
you
private
You
got to
step it up a little
yeah,
bit,
they're
yeah.
like, you ain't going to private school no more. So I was like, all right, I'm going to step it up there. And then the next week I brought that, man. It was great. You know, a personality that I pick it up from everybody. You know what I mean? I just be who I am, and that's who I'm going to be till I die. I can't change who I am, and I ain't trying to change.
You're in a DB group that's full of personality.
Exactly.
Like, you probably fit right in. Kareem, right. J. Joe, Kevin Johnson.
Definitely.
How much fun is it to be with those guys? And how about J. Joe? I'm sure you've learned a right. lot from him already.
Well, with J. Joe and Kareem, man, they got so much knowledge, you know what I mean? It's like they a book, you know what I mean? It's like they read the book before I even, you know what I mean? They got the answer to the key. So, you know what I mean? Just looking at them and see how they prepare for games and see how they take care of their body is big time. You know, you got Kevin. He followed in their footsteps, you know what I mean? He's a character, you know what I mean? I like Kev, you know what I mean? He's
they
funny.
All seem to pick on him, right?
He's the character of the room.
He takes it, too.
He's funny. He's, you know, he got the energy. He bring the energy to the room with those guys. They like the leaders of the group. So just looking at those guys and trying to, you know, I can take from their game and put it in my game is helping me big time.
What do you think that you can bring to this team?
Just energy and, you know, just toughness and long physicality. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to learn. It's still a lot to learn. You know what I mean? I'm not nowhere near where I want to be. And, you know, man, it just take time. You know what I mean? Keep patient and just keep on working. And like JB say, just keep working, going every day and working. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. We're all rooting for you. Thanks so much, Tristan.
And
say hi to your mom on Sunday. Hopefully I can meet her.
Definitely. I'll definitely have y'all meet each other. Thank you.
Thank you.